Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, my name is Colby Jacob, second year history student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, January 17th, we review an ad post in the Barbados Mercury and Bristol Gazette on an upcoming cockfight in Spicetown, and link the country's rich history to the somewhat scandalous blood sport and the culture surrounding the sport and what led to its legality being confined. Barbados's rich history in cockfighting extends into the colonial past, with the sport being a profitable pastime for gamblers and spectators alike. As a lucrative and profitable sport, male chickens, known as cocks, are trained to use their beaks and talons to scratch, claw, and impale each other to the death. As the ad reads in the Barbados Mercury and Bristol Gazette, a match of 31 cocks will be fought in Spicetown on Thursday and Friday, the 22nd and 23rd instant, 6 for £25 each, the other 25 for £10 each. The subscriber will be much obliged to his friends for their attendance, as there will be a handsome provision made for their purpose. This ad not only points to increasing sports betting across the country, but it also speaks to the attitude toward animal treatment and the legality surrounding the sport in colonial Barbados. A number of ads were printed throughout the early to mid-1800s, eagerly urging patrons and fans of the sport to attend a myriad of cockfights, ranging from organized fights at, quote, Mason Hall on Tuesday and Wednesday the 13th and 14th instant, a match of 31 cocks, for the amusement of a party of gentlemen. No person will be admitted without a ticket, end quote, according to the Barbados Mercury and Bristol Gazette in 1811. Along with this, another ad posted in the Barbados Mercury and Bristol Gazette alludes to the specific days being on Tuesday and Wednesday, almost weekly. In a January 26th edition of the newspaper, a fight at Mason Hall being hosted by the Cock and Hen Club owned by Mrs. Elizabeth Jones, as she requests the favor of her friends' company on those days, assuring them every exertion on her part shall be used to render everything agreeable, and an entertainment made, which she trusts will give satisfaction. With the increasing calls for animal treatment and care to be on the forefront of humanitarian ideals, cockfighting, dogfighting, and animal cruelty had been outlawed in Barbados. According to Chapter 114A of the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Act of 2000, Section 6, Subsection 1, any person who keeps, uses, or manages any premises for the purpose of fighting, training for fighting, or baiting any bull, dog, cock, or any other kind of animal, whether of a domestic or wild nature, or permits or causes any premises to be so kept, used, or managed, commits an offense and is liable on summary conviction to a fine of $10,000 for every day he so keeps, uses or manages any premises or permits or causes any premises to be so kept, used or managed. And subsection 3 stating, any person who in any manner encourages by his presence or aids or assists at the fighting or baiting of any bull, dog, cock, or any other animal commits an offense and is liable on summary conviction to a fine of $10,000 or to imprisonment for a term of 12 months, or to both. This was then amended with the Animal Health and Veterinary Public Health Bill of 2003, which increased the fine and penalty of animal abuse, if convicted, to $50,000, 2 years imprisonment, or both. With animal cruelty ranging from a blood sport to court-ordered penalties, cockfighting has held a prominent post in Barbadian culture for centuries. Though illegal, it has been a long-standing tradition across the country and continues to plague society in consideration of its cruelty. On this day, January 17th, we review the popularity of cockfighting in our society as a sports betting pastime and a deeply enriched historic spectacle of our culture.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.